Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Quana. How can I help you?
I have a charge that I account for you guys. I was just trying to find out what you were.
Okay, we represent over 100 online vendors. May I have your first and last name?
Melinda Skatulski, you said vendors?
Yes, ma'am. What is that zip code?
43528. What is your business club?
We represent over 100 online vendors and trying to pull up an account to see which one you order from, ma'am. How about the phone number?
419-787-5885.
Do you have an order ID number by any chance?
If it's in my account, I do. Yeah, hold on one second. No.
You don't?
No. No, I it's just on my, like, transactions. It has a phone number and it says the leading GA. Well, my daughter recently stole my credit card, so I'm looking through my bank cards now because she admitted to taking a picture of it. So I'm just trying to figure out what everything is. And it says $39.95 on December 27th.
Okay, let's try to pull up an account by your email address.
What phone number would you have used, though, Joe? I don't know your phone number. Can you look up a different phone number?
Yes, ma'am.
567-395-4265.
But it was only, what I did was for a Walmart.
That's the day after Christmas. You didn't.
What I did was for a Walmart Visa.
No, ma'am, it's not pulling up anything. What is the first and last name to that number?
Joseph Grazer, but I think it was my daughter, Jessica Grazer.
Just put it up.
Can you spell the last name for me?
Grazer.
No, it just pulls up my name. But I would have only done it for.
It's not you.
I told you Walmart Visa that I tried to get the $2,000 that's supposed to send me.
That was Graf as in Frank, ER.
F as in Sam, ER.
G as in Gorilla. R-A-S as in Sam, E-R.
Oh, sorry. I put an F.
Sorry.
Okay, I have a... I have a Joyce.
Joyce?
Yes.
That's my mother-in-law. It wasn't her. Can you look up my name? Or, you know what, look up my dad's phone number if you can. Are you ready?
One moment.
Okay.
It's
just something that...
Okay.
2 days after Christmas? 419-460-1890.
No, ma'am, that number didn't pull up anything.
Can you look up emails?
Yes.
Can you look up Joe Grazer 23? So it's JoeGraser 23 at gmail.com. Or it'll be JoeGraser 4 at gmail.com. I just want to see if it might have been something I did.
No, that didn't pull up anything with those two email addresses.
Then it's got to be our daughter.
The only account with that last name, it has a Joyce.
Yeah, well, that's something my daughter would do.
That's my mom, but did they?
Okay, do you have her phone number? What's her phone number?
419-924-0021.
That's my daughter, right?
That's my mom's number.
Oh, okay.
But my mom doesn't have an account through them.
And on my bank account, it says the leading GA. That doesn't tell you anything?
Yes, that's the company what she ordered through. Give me one second.
So that's the company. There you go. Can I give you my bank number?
1 second.
Ending in 9222.
Okay, so with that, I'll need the partial card number, which is the first six and the last four.
1 second.
Yes, ma'am.
Five, 1, 7, 5. 4, 6, and the last four is 6095.
No, ma'am, that didn't pull up anything. But I do see that she ordered the Ultra Bar.
The what?
The Ultra Bar. One moment.
Well, that's weird. That doesn't pull up anything because that's... It's coming out of that checking account. Like, it's a checking account with a debit card.
Yes. It looks like she paid for shipping of $7.45, and then she got that charge on December the 30th for $49.97.
Mine says $39.95.
No, ma'am. This one is for $49.97.
Are you talking about on the card that I just gave you?
No, ma'am. I didn't pull anything up with that card number that you just gave me. I only have one account, which is the choice.
Yeah, that's my mom. She must be ordering some shit from them.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for calling customer support.
I don't think they did it.
No, I'm going to call him back tomorrow.